You know the story. In the 19th chapter of the book of Luke, when the people found out that he was going home with the publican to have lunch or dinner, they began to murmur among themselves, and they said, "He is going home to be a guest with a sinner, a publican." Jesus had often been accused of drinking too much, eating too much, spending too much time with the happy hour crowd. They had often accused him of excess, wine blibber, a glutton, they called him. But Jesus answered them with these words in Luke chapter 19 and verse 10. "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost." Isn't that just like Jesus? Willing to go anywhere for anyone at any time. He didn't let the crowd decide his agenda. He talked to the woman at the well. He talked to Nicodemus late one night. Jesus will talk to anybody about their salvation if only they will approach him. And approach him, Zacchaeus did. Inside of Zacchaeus was that feeling of urgency. Even though he didn't know that this was his last chance, he felt that he must do whatever he must do in order to get to see Jesus. Kind of like the man with the four friends who was going to take him to Jesus. And when they got there, the crowd was just too big. But that didn't stop these four friends. They felt an urgency. They felt that they must get this man to Jesus, even though they would have to raise the roof in order to do it. Sometimes it takes another effort, another route. The devil is not going to make it easy for you to have access to the Lord. He will hinder you in any way that he can. Jesus, when he left, the Bible says, he gave gifts unto men. And he gives us all this blessed Holy Spirit, all who would accept it. And he says, "I want you to occupy. I want you to do what I would do if I was here myself." That's quite a mandate. This is a teaching, a direction, even a revelation of the coming of the Lord, of his second coming. We are also advised that there shall be an accounting required of us Christians of the gospel with which we have been entrusted, of our possessions, our time, our talents, and of our responsibility in the matter of witnessing. I believe that next to the cross of Calvary, the greatest incentive for Christian service is the second coming of Jesus. The reality of his coming will wean us from this present world. This old world has too many appeals to us. Its tentacles entangle us. So many seemingly legitimate things that bid for our time and thoughts. Earthly pleasures apparently satisfy many people today. They remember not that time is short and eternity long. It is entirely different with those who live in the light of the Lord's return. Their lives conform to a heavenly standard. Their love is set upon things above. They fear neither the favor nor the fury of men. They are piling up treasures where moth cannot corrupt, nor thieves break in and destroy. They find themselves in a loving labor that refuses to count the cost or to consider the sacrifice.
All hail King Jesus.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.